very important question.
Call how does me out. All right, folks, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Yes, I made it. I made it on time. Yes, I did, my friends. It's been a crazy couple of days. Yes. Just between work, I work full time as a teacher in high school. And there goes my phone. Anyways, today was just a really, really bad day. I'm not even going to discuss it, but I'm just going to say that the music shall save all of us, won't it? So here I am to sort of tune in and drop out to the music. Anyways, wow, I sound like a total hippie, don't I? Anywho, I have a point here. Yes, CITR. This is CITR, and my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we all listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. So, let me tell you what we first heard there. Oh, let's see. I'm getting my stuff together. Get my shizzle together. That was Metric. Metric with the song Clone. And that is from their new album. It's called, well, it's newish. It's their most recent release. It's called Synthetica. And I just love Emily Haynes' voice. She just has a beautiful voice. And yes, I love Metric. It is good music to jog to as well. So, all right. What else do we have going on here? Now I've got some Sean Mrazek. That's what I'm going to play next. Now, hopefully I can get this thing going. Because as you may or may not know, I'm technologically challenged. So, let's see. Now at the station, we actually, so if you want to do a visual for yourself, we actually have three monitors. So three computer screens, of which are attached to two computers. And then we have a board, which with different channels. So before, when I was having issues, it was due to me playing the wrong, no, Sam Deck A and Sam Deck B. Okay, me playing the wrong computer channel, whatever, you don't care. Okay, anyways, so let's just see. Let's hang out with me. Let's see if I hit play on this thing. Will it come out? Ooh. Will it? Yes! All right. Let me just pause that then. Okay, we're good. So, let me tell you what this is. This is Sean Mrazek. Now, Sean Mrazek is a very cool guy. He is from Vancouver. And he is currently the drummer of the Evaporators. And what else can I tell you about Sean? He used to be in a band called, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God. Anytime I think, I actually sometimes tell myself, oh, you're going to forget it. And then I forget. How can I forget? One of my favorite bands at the time that my band used to play back in the day, Notes from Underground. He was in the Notes from Underground. What did he do? He played the drums in the Notes from Underground. Now, Sean has his solo thing going on now, and he's just a really funny, affable character as well. So there's nothing you cannot love about Sean Mrazek. Anyways, and he's a dad. He's a dad too. I want to say like three kids now. I think that's the last I heard. Lovely children. Anyways, at least I know of one. So I'm sure the other two are lovely. But let's hear the song from him called Thought He Was Dead. Yeah. Oh, no. I think the name of the song is called Another World from the album Thought He Was Dead. Yes, we are correct. Okay, so I hope you enjoy, and you're listening again to CITR.
Back to back, we have our that it can be alright. That's what we need to say. And it works for just one day. But if we put them back to back, we have our shield from the attack. Last try. What do you say?
Kill yourself.
Alrighty there, folks. We just heard some Lady Hawk, and that was awesome. We heard the song Footprints from their new album, No Can Do, and They Can Do. I love Lady Hawk. They just are my favorite band right now, and they have been my favorite band for a long time as well, especially in terms of Canadian music. So there you go. This new album is killer. I'm a big fan. I love that song Footprints, but I also love the song You Read My Mind and No Can Do. There's almost like an element of, I don't know, like a little bit of Guided by Voices I found coming through on a couple of the songs, which I'd never really heard before from them. So whatever it is, these guys are just like the top of their game. I mean, yeah, so I'm pretty impressed. So Lady Hawk, if you're not aware, there are four of them and they originally hail from Kelowna. But from what I understand, I think the band was actually formed in Vancouver, but that's where the guys are from. But anyways. All right. So now, interestingly enough, one of the guys from Lady Hawk is in the band that we heard prior to that. So Slow Learners is what we heard before Lady Hawk with the song Habit. And that song I played for us is actually from their website, their Bandcamp website, the Slow Learners one. So, yeah, and it's Sean Harluck, I think I pronounced it well, hopefully. And they are three-piece, and one of the guys, I think, is from the band Congress, I think? Okay, so don't quote me. Anyways, so that's that. And then before, and they're awesome, so I'm looking forward to seeing Slow Learners, yeah, anytime soon. And live. Now, speaking of live, you could call, I guess you could say Sean Mrazek Lives. No, Sean Mrazek Lives. We heard the, I guess, outfit, if you will. Sean Mrazek Lives with an exclamation point. And the song is called Another World. And you can find that from his new album. It's called Thought He Was Dead. And wow, I'm so impressed with those last three songs I played. I just, yeah, Canadian rock really does rock. So all of those three guys or three bands are local. And Sean Mrazek is, I gotta say, just awesome. That stuff is, every song I've heard is good. So very solid stuff. So I suggest you go out and find some of his music. All right, now it is 6:56 and you are listening to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's kind of exciting here at the station because as I'm sitting here in my little hidey hole corner, there's like all these people. It looks like they're filming a movie of some sort and they're kind of surrounding me and it's, there's a lot of hullabaloo and it's kind of exciting. So I don't know. I feel not so lonely as I can over here at the station at this point in time. All right. So, yes, I'm here until 8 o'clock and I'm here every second week. So I'm here every second week from 6:30 till 8 and, Canadian music is what is occurring during that time. So anyways, well, I wasn't here 2 weeks ago cause I was in Florida and, now I'm back. So anyways, what do we have? We have a whole bunch of new stuff here at the station. Let's listen to a new Mint Records release. Now, it's called CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3. It's a compilation and yeah. Anyways, it's got a total of, it looks like 14 or so songs. And what I'm holding in my hand right now is actually the it's not the like it's sort of the promo copy. It's not even, it's like it's burned. So, I don't think it's out yet. I don't think it's actually ready to be purchased, I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe, I know. Who knows? Go to the website, go to the Mint site. And let's see, who shall we hear? I'll tell you who's on this thing. We've got Movie Land, Jay Arner, Fanshawe, Korean Gut, Needles, Pins, Babysitter. Now, I want to hear some Korean Gut. That's what I want to hear. So we're going to hear the song In My Socialist Choir. Now, let's hopefully I can find this song because it's labeled weirdly. Okay, I think we're good. Okay, so that would be track 8. All right, as I talk to myself. Okay, anyways, there we go. So let's hear Korean Gut from this new compilation, which is CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3. And yeah, we have another full hour of Canadian music ahead of us. So that's exciting. And there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. In my socialist choir is better. All right, folks, that was some new music from Mode Moderne. This is a local band, and we heard the title track, Strange Bruises, from their newish album, Strange Bruises. Now, I have to do a few things here, and it looks like my computer is acting odd. I hope it isn't, but I had some serious technological problems in my life today, so so why is this not working? Please work. Click on that. If I click on that button, it should be working, but it's not. Let's click on this button, see if it happens there. That doesn't work either. All right, so that's okay. So for now, it looks like some kid koala that I was hoping to play for us will not be happening. Well, let me try one more time. And we might get lucky. Let's try again, Anita. Click on there. And no, not so much. All right. Oh, well, you know, hold on a second, folks. I'm gonna get us some kid koala if it kills me. And I... Yeah. Okay, that's okay. We'll come back to Kid Koala because I love Kid Koala. But how about we hear some Winter Sleep? There's nothing wrong with that. A little Winter Sleep. That's right. Now, these guys are out of Halifax. There's four of them. And what can I tell you about them? Well, they're good. They have a new album out. It is called Hello Hum. And they are doing well. That's, I guess, all I can really tell you. They're doing well. And the song we're going to hear is, let's see, how about song 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is called Saving Song. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sounds good. And there we go. So hopefully some Kid Koala will be coming up next. And Val is in the house. Val Cormier, her show is up next at 8 o'clock, and her show is called Folk Oasis, so stick around and listen to that. In the meantime, I'll see if I can sort of do some troubleshooting, and I think life will be okay. I'm not going to panic myself. Who cares? All right. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this right here is Winter Sleep. Oh, and by the way, the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Don't forget, and I'm Anita B.
I like to sing a saving song, but wisdom slashed me and thrashed and lashed me and burned my eyes. All my disguises, my alibis, my make-believe, my evil deeds, they course right through me, they course right through me. A song of songs to right the wrongs, but wisdom taught me and broke my body and burned my eyes. All my disguises, my alibis, my make-believe, my evil deeds, my memories, they course right through me. I won't hide away my time. If I come home bloody, will you still want me? Do you still want me?
On Thursday, April 11th, Discorder will be celebrating the release of its April issue at the Cobalt. The event will feature bands from the new issue, including Sunshine, Gang Signs, and Zen Mystery Fog, plus Discorder DJs spinning hot vinyl all night long. So jet down to the Cobalt this Thursday, and don't forget to pick up a copy of Discorder or check us out online at discorder.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Making mess to make mess, I won't feel the blues. I kiss and run just a little faster than you. I'm pretty sure it's out there. If I make a move, I kiss and run just a little faster than you.
An hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves. Pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl, air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish
ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yep. Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, radio audience.
The industrial society.
For the best in industrial, noise, and goth, tune into the Vampire's Ball. Wednesday nights, 1 to 5 a.m. right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
You're an industrial. You're an industrial.
Don't give it up.
CITR, that is where it's at. I'm Anita B, and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard something new from Bend Sinister. Their album is called Small Fame, and the song is She Don't Give It Up. Now, these guys are local, and this album, interestingly enough, was recorded at Mushroom back in the fall of 2011. And Mushroom Studios, as I'm sure you're aware, is, I think at this point now, it's no longer. It's no longer as it was. My band years ago actually recorded at Mushroom, and there was rumors that there's a ghost there, and I didn't see anything, but it was kind of exciting and it was kind of creepy. And we actually won Shindig. So here I am at CITR now, still doing my thing. And back in, I think I often think, was it 98 or 99? I think it was 98. I think the year is 98. And that's when my old band there, Clover Honey, won Shindig. And the prize at the time was killer. It was like a session of, I think we recorded, I don't know how many songs, maybe three or four songs at Mushroom Studios, which is like world famous, and for free. So that was part of your prize. You also got other things as a prize. But yeah, I don't know if the prizes nowadays are quite as good. So anyways, but that's that. And so there you go. That was Bend Sinister. And then before Bend Sinister, we heard something from Buck 65. And I really like that song. It's called Wicked and Weird. And that's from his 2003 album, Talkin' Honky Blues. And before that, we heard a really good song called Kiss and Run from the Safe Amp compilation. That's a Vancouver compilation. The Safe Amp Society. Anyways, and the band is Katie and the Lycan. Very cool. Very good. So there you go. It is 7:27, and let's see, finally, if our Bucks, no, not Buck 65, or if our kid qual is working. I'm going to hit play. That's my first attempt, and I think I've got the correct channel going. So let's see. Now, I'm going to be playing us something from his album, 12-Bit Blues. And this was released, I think, just in the fall. So not that long ago, like 6 months or so ago. And the song I am going to be playing is called 8-Bit Blues. And that, in brackets, is also referred to as Chicago to New York to LA. There you go. Okay. Fingers crossed. Yay. All right.
You look at me, man.
The station is CITR 101.9 FM.
And you don't know. No. I had to calm down. I went through it.
Our schedule flight time will be 4 hours and 20 minutes, and we will be cruising at altitude In a beater, read the believer, dress like a dealer of used cars, hit bars like brick breaker, watch me use the receiver, rep for the gift eaters, get paper like retrievers, ride in a 38 seater ETS, we be stressed cause we can't crazy taxi, we can't bump a car in, get a tone there and then I pull out my wallet, I'll give you the number, I am sure you can call it. Yes, I do admit the scare ads are excessive, but your vision is blurred when you drink those suppressants. I don't wanna nag it, you gotta have control, because you don't want your photo with some flowers on a pole. Should've just used your mobile, now they got your Facebook picture on global, getting shout outs from Mike Sobel, all red like Reggie Noble. And for what? Just cause you wanna look tough? Listen, I just wanna help you to not be too cool for the safe belt, okay? It's safety first out here, under 0.08 and you're great. Always strapped when I'm in the car, step into a cab when I leave the bar, and yeah I pay. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back. I got some bucks on me and I get always strapped when I'm in the car, step into a cab when I leave the bar, and yeah I pay. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back.
Being in the back seat isn't my flavor, but living legend Yelena isn't my Ava. It's hot enough to make the hard concrete melt, sitting next to me wearing nothing but a seatbelt. Her ass makes life worth living, and it's got me thinking of baby making and birth giving. So I'm wearing mine, if I die it's my own fault, folks. I've got a boner and I'm making pole vault jokes. She's wearing nothing but a seatbelt. I'm all about her face, but her ass is from outer space. Thank God it's Friday on the highway in heavy gear. Seatbelts save 10,000 lives every year. Fact, don't look back, rearview mirror and check her shoulder. Tonight I'm having sex with a world record holder. The heat's felt, defeat's dealt, sweet pelt. Backseat wearing nothing but a seatbelt.
Always strapped when I'm in the car, step into a cab when I leave the bar, and yeah I pay. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back. I got some bucks on me and I get always strapped when I'm in the car, step into a cab when I leave the bar, and yeah I pay. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back. I got some bucks on me and I got bucking back.
on your own, and your family kick you out of the house. Working part-time at diners, saving money for college. At least you're passing with these, so it's no real tragedy. In the dark room, developing photographs, I decided to kiss you, but it felt like a downer. Since you left in a hurry, didn't speak for a week, then you finally called and said that we should meet. It's not quite what I expected from you. I never thought that you even like me, but it was just a little kiss, and I'm ready for more. We made out on the pier, and the sewage, drag you straight to my heart. At least 3 years ago, when I were out from India, wearing Mauritian clothes, you're the first thing I noticed. You're the pearl in my heart, the golden seashell in my dream. Oh, in the summer nights, dancing in the gay clubs, all the magic was brewing. We slept late every day. Oh, I wanna tell you, Juliet, you're the pearl in my heart, the golden seashell in my dream. Those were the days when I didn't feel obscene, making prank calls to China and so dance radio sessions. Got your hands on my arms and my hands on your hips, calling all the stations to request another duet. Oh, radio DJs, play my song all day long. I wanna sing along. Come on, radio DJs, play my song all day long. I wanna sing along. Come on.
Wednesday, April 17th at Fortune Sound Club. Keys and Crates and B-Traits. Taking the remix electronic sound out of the studio and onto the stage, creating a new live electronic dancing experience. Tickets available at ticketzone.com High Life, Sulu, Dipped, Red Cat, and Beat Street Records. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displaced Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Alright, folks, that right there was who did we just listen to? I'm kind of sort of behind the draw here, but it's all good though. Alright, Where am I? What was I just doing? All right, that was Capital Six. Okay, that's right. I'm in the middle of trying to input my song. So that was Capital Six, who is a local band. It's a singular, so is a local band. I don't know. I do too much English. I teach English as well as other things. But anyways, Capital Six, the name of the album is called Pretty Lost, and we heard the very first song off that album, which, well, according to my messed up attempt at putting people, again, if you're in a band, you do realize DJs might want to play your songs. So if they want to play your songs, they want to give you credit, and SoCan wants to pay you for the correct songs, just do us a favor and don't make your songs confusing. As in, like, the song track listings. Like, okay, I think the name of the song was called Playing Dead, but they have two upside down lists of songs, and they're both called Side B. So it could have been Far Away. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Okay, before that, we heard... before Capital Six, we heard... Now, we heard Cadence Weapon. Now, this is interesting because I found the song online, and what that song was a cover of the song Sweet 16 by the band Think About Life. It's not a cover, but it's a remix, I guess. Okay, so that solves that problem because I was confused. And then Brenda came in, Brenda, our lovely station manager, and she's like asking me questions about the song, which made me then further investigate and whatever. So, okay, so we heard two Cadence Weapon songs. We heard the cover of the song Sweet 16. Then we heard, not cover, but I guess a remix. Then we heard another Cadence Weapon song featuring Buck 65. And that song was called Always Strapped. All right. Then before that, we heard Kid Koala. And we heard the song 8-Bit Blues, Chicago to New York to LA, off of his recent album 12-Bit Blues. And I love Kid Koala. I'm just all about Kid Koala lately. So as I also am about Cadence Weapon, I've been totally into Cadence Weapon. I was talking to Brenda, and I'm just into hip-hop. I'm back into hip-hop. Yeah, basically, that's I'm being propelled into hip-hop. I don't know why or what, but I'm getting back into it. I mean, back in the 80s, I was hugely into rap. I really was. And as a little white girl in Windsor, Ontario. But no, I was. And like, I was sort of on the cusp of all that stuff. I mean, like, I was totally listening to Run DMC right off the bat. And all of that early, like, Beastie Boys instantly. Like, I don't know if that gives me cred. Ooh, like, everybody loved the Beastie Boys. But, I mean, still, like, LL Cool J. I'm trying to think all kinds of bizarre rap I was into. I was totally... And now, here's a band who I thought was really good at the time and not so good now. But I was, like, reinvestigating some of my bands that I used to love. And I used to love this band. They're called... Where'd my brain go? Well, my brain is temporarily missing. Oh, my God. Doesn't matter. But anyways, Tribe Called Quest, huge Tribe Called Quest fan, massive De La Soul, all that kind of stuff. But so now it's 20 years after all of that, more than 20 years, well over 20 years, and I'm getting back into that stuff, which is interesting. So who knows, before you know it, I might be doing a hip-hop show here, who knows, but whatever. Okay, what do we have next, Anita? I don't know, Anita. Let's see. My name's Anita B, in case you are curious. My name's Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, speaking of hip-hop, let's just stay on a roll here. I'm in the mood for a little, here's what's getting me thinking of who I'm going to play as next. So, Wesley, what's his name? Maestro Fresh West. That's what I think I'll play as right now. A little Maestro Fresh West. And because I've been watching the show Mr. D. Hello, Val. Do you ever watch the show Mr. D?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to. It's so funny. It is so awkwardly funny. TV. You don't have a TV?
I don't watch TV.
I have a TV for DVDs. Okay. Well, she's obviously cooler than me. I don't have a TV. You TV Luddite. but I just love to tease her now. But so here's the story, though. Maestro Fresh West. Remember him?
Yeah.
From 1989? Remember, Let Your Backbone Slide? So anyways, Mr. Fresh West Maestro, his name is Wesley something. Wesley Williams. And Wesley Williams is on Mr. D, the funniest show on CBC, in my opinion, right now. Well, I guess it's the only show I watch on CBC, so in my opinion, it's the funniest. But he plays a teacher. So Mr. D is a teacher, and he's a very awkwardly bad teacher. And Wes Williams is the other teacher. Like, he's a hip, kind of good-looking black guy. And Mr. D is basically just always ill-prepared, and he's a bad teacher, and he's rude. Well, he's awful. And one of my favorite episodes, though, was when he starts off this class, and he teaches at a private school, so they're like, they range from like sort of grade 4 all the way to grade 12. And he's like, okay, kids, okay. And it's like a grade 4 class. He's got this video started, and he's like, okay, I'm going to show you one of my favorite videos ever. It's so good. And if you love it, you know, maybe I'll even let you take it home. You can show your, you know, your parents, blah, blah, blah. And he's like going all on, hyping up this video. So he puts it in. And then all of a sudden, all you hear is like all this grunting and all this. Anyways, it's a porn. So, and the looks on the grade 4's kids' faces were like, oh, and he's instantly like, you know, ejecting it. And the kids are like, sir, what was that? What? Why were there three people? And what were they doing? And then he's all like, it was just so awkwardly awesome. So, anyways, you had to be there. I don't do a very good job of explaining it after the fact. So anyways, and then there's another episode where they go to Boston on a field trip, and the principal gets really drunk, and then they meet these students in the foyer, and then his name is Mr. Geely, and Mr. you know who he is, Jonathan Torrance. You know Jonathan Torrance? He plays the principal of the school. Or sorry, the vice principal. And he gets so drunk, he pukes all over himself in front of the students. It's quite funny. So anyways, and then he's like trying to walk away, and he like slips in his vomit. And it was just great. And then at this point, I'm thinking, I'm a pretty good teacher. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty good. So it's the kind of show that makes you feel good about whatever you do. So there you go. So Little Maestro Fresh West, folks. That's where my conversation was going. Let's hear a little Let Your Backbone Slide, because why not? It's a throwdown. It's a showdown. Oh, no. I don't know. Okay, so anyways, I think this may be my last song, and at which point Val will be coming up, and her show is called Folk Oasis. So enjoy, because it's a kumbaya free zone. Yes, it is. Here we go. Little Maestro Fresh West, my friends. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying, rock on. I'm Anita B. See you in 2 weeks.
This is a throwdown, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. It's gonna go.
First offense.
All the mix. Okay, party people in the house.
May I have attention, please?
In a moment, the beat will be played in many parts. Many parts. Very.
Is amplified, so just glide, glide, and let your backbone slide, slide. You listen to every word I say, every verb you heard I play, snaps the vertebrae. You try to cover, a hover me, a roast, a fake, a flag that I run a post, toast, I'm the most. D-E-F's how it goes, no X's or O's or tic-tac-toes, L-T-D knows, this ain't a game, I'm on a mission, call me a hip-hop tip-tactician, a rapper's like a slab of clay, the shapeless, champ ain't no shimmer, no glass is tasteless, a universe without light is lightless, that's why I always take time to write this, I'm molded in my hands before I start chiseling, could be a rain or brainstorm or drizzling, sun could be shining, sun could be showering, practice makes perfect, I'm powering, flowering, my lyrics are awesome and tune in, volumin', blooming, I'm blossoming, blowing away blockades and barricades, make it black and blue from the blast to the blaze. It's a blood sport, blood builds up back. I make your vision go blurry while your brain goes black into oblivion. Beats from box to box, the face rocks from blocks and blocks. Let your backbone slide. I don't give a damn, damn. Your backbone quiver, man, oh man. Watch your sliver, round the twine, your spine, while you slither. It's contagious, an epidemic, and you try to lift your cool, but it's
spell again. A rap scholar, soul academic in. But like I said before, I'm not American. It's who you are, not where you went. We all originate from the same descent. I make a lot of sense, sense, and pence. Gold, gold, myrrh and frankincense. When I'm in France, they floor me frank. Frankly, as with the cow is where I bank, bank. At home, I make bills of brown for my sound. In the States, green like the grass in the ground. When I'm in England, they pass me pounds now. I clock cash in every town, so I slide, slide. But nowadays, I'm trapped. So many suckers on my sacroiliac. It's like a rap sack, backpack. Give me some slack, Jack. Rap is like a jungle. We rhyme for rhyme. It's like a vine to vine. Swung line to line of mine. I'm colossal. Use a mosquito. I'ma play Tarzan. You play cheetah. Cheetah, biter. Love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. Cause curiosity cold. Kill the cat. Can't hide, so blind to the side. Let your backbone slide. It's synchronism, yo. Check out my homeboy dance to the rhythm. Hey, this ain't forte. I'm coming double F. Fortissimo at best for funky fresh. My DJ is LTD, Mellow Flex. You listen to the poetry, bitch, I project. Vocabulary golden, beats from my rolling. Stone cold lyrics with the microphone I'm holding. Words are rich, egos are stripped. I make sucker crews kick, dick Van Dyke flips. I get busy, they're dizzy, they start to collide. They should have stepped off,
stepped off.
I let it slide, but now they got brazen. Dry like a raisin, I glaze like a vase. I smack you like days until they realize they shouldn't have riffed. It's 89, y'all, not Beethoven's fifth or sixth. It's a throwdown, I'm conducting it. The cars are high rise, I'm constructing it. Was once a thought, pen and paper. Now it's a tower, a solar skyscraper. Let's get it out of hand, I created a monster. A musical monologue makes you wanna move with the maestro. You feel high, so it's set. The blend, the crescendo is nice, yo. I'm the guy, the rhythm is a ride. Rhythm is a ride to the fresh side and let your backbone slide. This is a throwdown.
This 420, make sure you head down to the Rickshaw Theater for an awesome night of reggae and ska music featuring Jamaican pioneers the Scottalites, with guests the Valuables and Johnny and Corey from East Van Soul Club. Tickets are available right now for only $22 at liveatrickshaw.com, Red Cat, Neptune, and Vinyl Records. Sponsored by CITR.
What kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues.